And joining us now for our weekly look at New Jersey blogs and community news is Debbie Gallant. She's with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, David.
And okay, Debbie, we may have missed Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. That was last week, but we'll make up for it today. This is a fascinating and terrifying New Jersey history story that appeared on Weird New Jersey, weirdnj.com. And this is something that all started in Beach Haven.
It started in Beach Haven. We're talking about July 1916. There was a shark attack in the ocean, and the guy was killed, Spring Lake. But the weird part of it is that it then surfaced in Mattawan in a creek, in the Mattawan Creek. An 11-year-old boy who, and this tells you the difference between now and then, was let off early from his factory job, went to swim in the lake, in the creek, and was doing a back float when he got attacked by a shark.
It's a horrific story, but this appears on weirdnj.com if you want to see more. The shark attacks did not stop there, though.
Oh, well, a 24-year-old dove in to try. The 11-year-old friend, Lester Stillwell, his friends went running and screaming for help. A 24-year-old, dove into the water to try to save him, not knowing there was actually a live shark in there. He was also attacked and died. And then later there was a 12-year-old who lost his leg to the shark. But the people of Mattawan were obviously, and everybody out down the shore, freaked out. And they tried dynamiting the creek to try to get their vengeance on this shark.
Eventually, this launched this whole huge shark hunt.
It was a huge shark hunt. And lest you think this is something made up by, the Weird New Jersey folks, there's all these headlines, there's all these clippings from newspapers about this shark attack. There's also a wonderful rendering of a doctor's notes who examined the victims and drew where the injuries were on their bodies.
This happened in 1916. Is this a story that inspired Peter Benchley to write Jaws?
That is what the guys say from the two Weird Jersey guys, the two Marks. They're both named Mark, so they're called the two Marks. And there's a wonderful video at the end of the story, which we linked to on the NJ News Commons local roundup this week. And they go to the cemetery. They actually see the gravestone of this Lester Stillwell, the 11-year-old who died.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. I'm sorry. I'd love to hear more about this. You can find out more on weirdnj.com. Supposedly, this year's Shark Week on the Discovery Channel was the most watched Shark Week in the event's 26-year history. We clearly have a fascination with these creatures. Debbie Gallant is with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University.